Wagon Cafe.
Ready to start the second half in Linden. Chase County girls trailing the Lady Tigers 19-17, and they'll start with the basketball. Here's Tegan Trahoon.
Well, so far, getting down the court pretty easily. Now, Chase County getting the ball back over to Landry Hinkson. Hinkson drives inside with a jumper. No good.
Another offensive for the ball. Rebound. Oof.
Oh, that's going to be a foul, and it's going to go back to Chase County. That foul's going to be on Brooke Adelman. Adelman, that'll be her first of the second half, second of the game. Now Chase County driving inside once again. That ball turned over. Linden now back down. Mariah Wells trying to find her way. Hands the ball off to Kinsey Harsh. Harsh making her way all the way around the point now. That's going to be the shot. It was for three. No good by Riley Martin. Landry Hinkson brings the ball back down. Pass it off to Vandergrift. Vandergrift, a long pass over to Mackenzie Higgs. Higgs inside. No good, but draws the foul. Will go to the line to shoot for two.
Again, being aggressive, getting into the lane, pushing against that 2-3 zone.
And that's going to be Riley Martin's first mark for a foul here tonight. It's up, no good. First attempt by Higgs. Does not go in. That's a good thing about free throws, though, Scott. You always get a second chance.
Right.
Now Higgs getting set. Taking her time a little bit more with this one. Puts Freshman. It up.
The 31 we didn't have a number for in the first half, Brittany Schroer. Freshman is in the game here, replacing Caitlin Schroer. We did get a number for that. Was our missing point, too,
yeah,
when we did our stats. And one free throw good for Higgs, and it's 19-18.
Bergen puts up 2 points right there from the free throw line. And now 21-18, just over a minute gone. Now matching those 2 points is Landry Hinkson.
Yeah, Brittany Schroer, good post position on the right side of the block, and then and into the lane to Hinkson driving in. That was a nice pass, feeding it off, and a bucket here. Chase County stays within a point, 21-20.
Mariah Wells tried to pass it back out to Spurgeon, got blocked down, keeps it inbound for the moment. Now that one is going to be out.
All right, quick timeout here. We'll take one as well. 21-20, Linden has the lead. 6:21 to go in the third quarter. This is the game of the week on KBOE FM Emporia. Audio and video online, KBOE TV at KBOE.com.
Area high school basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you in part by Carey's Diamonds and Bridal at 1015 Industrial Road. Good luck to all area teams. Our difference is you. Sonic Drive-In. From burgers, conies, chicken to breakfast, it's America's Drive-In. 1101 West 6th Emporia. And Grimmett Concrete Construction. From residential to commercial, you dream it, they create it. Good luck to all area student athletes on a successful season.
Back in Linden, 6:21 to go in the third quarter. The Lady Tigers leading Chase County 21-20 here on Country 101.7 FM. We do have video on KBOE TV at KBOE.com. If you're just listening tonight, you can listen to the desktop player at KBOE.com or on the mobile app, free in the App Store. Just search KBOE Emporia. Linden basketball out of the timeout here.
So Spurgeon got that ball right into the center. Unfortunately, Kenzie Harsh didn't really have anywhere to go with it, but does draw the foul. So now another inbound coming from Linden. Spurgeon's been really passing that ball hard tonight too, Scott.
Well, and I think she's one of those offensive players that realizes that if she gets her teammates the ball, a lot of times it's going to come back to her. Here she misses a shot from the corner.
Way off on that one. Now Chase County back down. Beautiful passing there by Chase County, and puts it in, does Mackenzie Higgs. Keeping her in the scoring sheet. She has been the offensive weapon tonight for the Bulldogs.
Chase County takes the lead here, 22-21. We played a little more than 2 minutes of the third quarter.
First lead change of the game so far. Now Linden getting boxed in. That's going to be a jump ball.
Should be Linden ball on the alternate possession.
Now coming into the game is Chastity Clinton. Coming out will be Lakin Vandergrift. Clinton's been doing pretty well herself. She's been a pretty aggressive down in the middle.
You know what Ron Slaymaker said during the Mel's Tire pregame show about feeling like this team had some talent? He was dead on. I think as they continue to gel and get a little confidence out there, he's got some kids that can play. You have a kid like Higgs who really could be your your stalwart offensively, but some other pieces around her for sure.
Well, Reagan Martin tried to put a shot up. It was no good. Now Mariah Wells gets called for traveling, I believe. So we're going to come back.
Yeah, that's 14 turnovers on Linden. Now Chase County, they haven't played exactly a clean game themselves with 12. But, you know, some of those turnovers are ones that you really have to eliminate. The rushing and taking an extra step, those type of things are what will drive a coach crazy.
Well, that ball will go out of bounds off Reagan Martin. Inbound here from Chase County. Nobody was even looking at Landry Hinkson, who drove to the net. No good. Now Spurgeon with the rebound, coming down with speed, followed by the entire Chase County team. That's going to be a foul, and Spurgeon will go to shoot. That foul looks like it's going to be called. That's going to be on Mackenzie Higgs, her first of the game.
On the Chase County fans don't like that because they feel like that was one of those hustle plays. The ball was kind of loose. Spurgeon didn't exactly have control of it, and they don't like that call, but, you know, the ref saw a reach in there.
That's the way it goes sometimes. You're not going to like every call, but it's the right call if that's the way the ref sees it. Now Spurgeon makes the first, couldn't complete the second one, so back down we go.
And we are tied at 22 here, Tegan.
Another big pass there by Clinton.
Higgs
5 minutes to go.
Maya Eidman again driving in, taking a shot on the forearm there, and she'll be at the free throw line. That'll be the third team foul on Linden here.
First team foul for Kenzie Harsh. Now, at the line, as you said, Scott, Maya Eidman. Eidman puts up her first shot, and it's good. That's 2 points tonight for Eidman.
That's the 20th free throw attempt for the Lady Bulldogs tonight. 21 coming. That's a lot of free throws.
Eidman no good on the second attempt, but the rebound almost brought in by Chase County. Linden recovers. Now trying to fight for some space was Michaela Forkenbach. Forkenbach gets it over to Spurgeon. Spurgeon right behind the back. Pulls up. Going to match up here with Clinton. Gives it over to Wells. Wells passes it right into the middle to Harsh. Shot went up from Michaela Forkenbach, but no good. Chase Eidman County really picking up the speed here.
Yeah, Eidman in a hurry into the corner. Now pills back. They work it into the left side. And a
that's going to be two.
Yeah, long two up and good by Landry Hinkson there.
Hinkson now back in the scoring column. 4 points on the night, all coming from just inside the line. Spurgeon now with it. Decides to hand it over to Reagan Martin. Martin finds Wells way in the back there. Driving inside is Michaela Forkenbrock. Forkenbrock over to Spurgeon. Spurgeon puts it up, and that's going to be another three. Four, Miss Spurgeon.
And we are tied at 25. Just when Chase County started to get a little separation, Linden gets the big three from Spurgeon. Ties it back up, 3:45 to go.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Scott. That's going to be another foul. Went up for the shot, did Hinkson, draws the foul, going to go to the line to shoot.
Well, here's the nice thing about what you're seeing from Chase County. You have some young kids out there, but we've seen Vandegrift and Hinkson both not be afraid to drive into the lane. You're seeing some good minutes from Brittany Schroer off the bench. She almost had that offensive rebound on that free throw a little while ago. Here's a missed free throw here. And so you have some pieces that are developing around Mackenzie Higgs, who's just a sophomore herself. This is a young team right now.
Absolutely, and they're getting a lot of opportunities here from Linden. Second attempt, no good. So the 2 points are a miss there. Linden will have the ball once again. That last shot went right out of bounds. I think that's something that you're seeing also a big difference here, Scott, is Linden is going for all the rebounds, or is pulling off on the rebounds when they know they don't need them, whereas Chase County seems to be going for all of them.
All right, and the rebound's a big number here. 22 for Chase County for the game, just 11 rebounds for Linden.
Another hard pass there by Spurgeon. Wasn't able to stay in the hands of Kenzie Harsh. Loses it. Chase County back down to the other end. That ball is going to go out of bounds, and we're going to believe we're going to stay here with Chase County.
Whoa. I thought that was maybe off of the fingertips of Chase County. My Eidman got a little out of control, again, working that far sideline.
We're going to
She was kind of running ahead of her teammates there.
Yeah. Chase County will have the ball. Inbound coming from Mackenzie Higgs. Higgs gets it over to Eidman. That shot rang up there by Mackenzie Higgs. No good. Out of bounds. Now we go back down to the Linden side. Mariah Wells, familiar face, bringing the ball down once again. And she's going to match up with Clinton. Clinton right in front of her. Passes over. Got another number out there that I don't have on the sheet. Now Mariah Wells back out. Passes it over to the side. Almost lost her footing there. Spurgeon passes inside. Ball tipped. The ball was recovered by Chase County. Stolen away. Now a foul in favor of Chase County. That one is going to be on Brittany Van Winkle. Got a little too aggressive there for Linden.
That number you didn't have on your sheet was Abby Creaky.
Thank you very much. Again, Scott, what would I do without you?
I don't know.
Now Clinton brings the ball back down.
Sit and sing Christmas carols.
I don't think that'd be a terrible...
Oh, by gosh, by hot golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. 25-25, 2:40 to go. We have a timeout here.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. And Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Wheat State Telephone. Protect your Wi-Fi devices with Tech Home, free with a bundle. Virus protection, file backup, and password management. Murphy Agra LLC, serving the agricultural community in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. And Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hannah at Hannah Orthodontics in Emporia.
Back here in Linden, 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to go, 25-25 here in the third quarter. Taking Trahoon, Scott Hayes on the Area Game of the Week. So far, Scott, a lot of turnovers on both sides, but only both teams really turning it into points.
Well, and a lot of turnovers. I think you're seeing that sloppy early season play, but you're seeing a lot of hustle, and I think both coaches will be happy with this. Here's a miss by Chase County, rebound by Linden. So you have a situation where maybe there's parts of this game you don't like, but neither team's really running away with it. And both teams are in it here. 2:21 to go in the third quarter. It looks like we're going to have a pretty good fourth quarter here.
Absolutely.
As we have a tie ball game, 25-25.
Well, I think it's safe to say, Scott, when this game started, we thought one team was going to have the advantage. Now it's been pretty much dead even throughout. Now Creaky gets the ball, passes out to Wells. Wells trying to find an opening inside. No go. Spurgeon working her way around, being covered tightly there by Landry Hinkson. Shot goes up by Creaky. No good. Rebound brought in by Clinton. Clinton down with speed. Oh, Clinton, I think she lost sight of where her teammates were on that one. Spun around to pass the ball. Goes off of a Linden player. I think that was Spurgeon. Now an inbound coming from Chase County.
Yeah, I think that comes with experience, too. Not really players not really knowing where their teammates are going to be. When you have groups that have played 2-3 years together, they have a better sense of where everyone's going to be out on the floor.
Absolutely. Just under 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Clinton lays one up. Rebound. Clinton makes it. That's going to be two for Clinton.
Well, and that's the one big edge for Chase County in this game is the rebounding. 24 rebounds for Chase County to just 13 for Linden. They've been dominating the glass. And Clinton misses the shot there, gets her own rebound, and then gets the putback. And here's a shot up and in on the other side by Mariah Wells for Linden. We're tied again at 27. 85 seconds to play in the third quarter. Now a little reach in by Wells. This will be six on Linden.
That is Wells' third foul of the game.
I tell you what, a couple years ago, you know, the college game went for the women went from 20-minute halves to two 10-minute quarters, or four 10-minute quarters. And with that, they put five being where you would get into the bonus, but then that would start over at the beginning of every quarter. I wish they would do that for high school in general,
yeah,
let alone the girls, but both girls and boys. Because when they start shooting free throws at the end of the game, it just slows everything down. I like to have a little more action. We're, you know, Chase County is one foul away from putting Linden in the bonus the rest of the way here with a minute 12 to go in the third quarter.
Landry, Landry Hinkson gets called for traveling. Linden back with the ball. However, Hinkson steals that one away. She's making her way down ahead of all of her teammates. A big jumper there, and she knocks it in, does Landry Hinkson.
Boy, that was a nice little runner, too. She's in the lane, in traffic. She elevates over the defenders and just kind of floats it in over the taller defender that was in front of her. It was a nice little move there.
Spurgeon, speaking of nice moves, right through the legs, passes over to Creaky. Creaky over to Wells. Wells going for three, and she knocks it down. That's going to be now 30-29 for Linden, taking the lead with 37 seconds left to go here.
I think we're going to have a travel. That's the call. Out here on the wing.
Yep. Crowd. Well, the Chase County crowd pretty excited about that call.
Or a Linden crowd.
Linden, sorry.
Hinkson, again, she kind of caught it and wasn't sure whether she wanted to go outside of the defender or inside of the defender. Ends up dragging her feet in the process.
Yeah, Hinkson's been having a little bit of trouble with that throughout this game. Now Wells taking her time. 25 seconds left to go. Ooh, and Clinton gets in there, slams in to Wells. That's going to be a foul on Clinton, her third of the game.
A little while ago, I said Chase County was a foul away from putting Linden in the bonus. I had that backwards. Linden's a foul away from putting Chase County in the bonus. Here we have 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Linden with the ball, a one-point lead, 30-29 advantage here.
Spurgeon goes in, covered by Hinkson. Gets over to Wells, who just knocked down that beautiful three-pointer just a few seconds ago. Over to Creaky now. Wells with it once again, trying to find an opening inside. Pass it over to Creaky. Creaky puts one up. No good at the buzzer. Your score there at the end of the third quarter. Linden 30, Chase County 29. We're going to step away real quick. We'll be right back here with more Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Area High School Basketball. Country 101.7 brought to you in part by Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls. Full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Livestock Dispatch, a proud supporter of Chase County schools and activities. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7 FM brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. Hostess Brands featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area teams. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Welcome back here to Linden. Scott Hayes taking Trahoon here on Area Game of the Week. Your score, Linden 30, Chase County 29, as we get set for the fourth and final quarter of this game. So far, Scott, your thoughts on what we've seen?
Well, I think both teams are playing really hard. I think this young Chase County team showing that they have quite a bit of talent, and they're playing right here with this more experienced Linden club. Linden is not doing a very good job rebounding. They're being out-rebounded 24-13 in this game, but turnovers are killing both sides, and here's another one here against Chase County to start things off here in the fourth quarter.
And definitely not to the person you want it to be. Clara Spurgeon now going with it. Hinkson trying to stay on her. Spurgeon hands it off to Harsh. Harsh, dangerous pass, gets intercepted there by Mackenzie Higgs. Higgs puts one up, way too much on it. Over and out. That's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Chase County, or to Linden, I apologize.
Well, it ends up being a rebound there for Linden, but Higgs is probably kicking herself. She drives in from the left side, and I don't think that's her comfortable side. She had to go to the right hand there and just put it a little too high off the glass.
Once again, dangerous pass into traffic. That ball brought up by Chase County off of Linden. Now, trying to find her way down the court is Mackenzie Higgs.
Yeah, she comes up with a big steal there.
Higgs gets the ball over to Lake Vandergrift, almost loses her hands on it, gets it back under control. Now Higgs taking her time, trying to find her way around Creaky. Another dangerous pass into traffic. This time, though, they're not going to let it go. Caitlin Shore trying to fight Spurgeon for it and gets the foul. That's going to be Caitlin Shore's first of the game. And she will be coming out, being replaced by Maya Eidman.
Well, and that wasn't a pass that I think Ron Slaymaker wanted to see her make. Double team. Their teammate she was throwing to was double teamed on the baseline. She would have been better served, you know, backing up the dribble, finding one of her teammates on the perimeter and resetting the offense. She was trying to force feed a pass there. It gets picked off, and then they commit the foul on top of that.
30-29, your score, 6:35 left to go in this game. Linden leading by one. Creaky, big pass over to Spurgeon, back out to Wells. Wells drives inside, puts one up, gets deflected by Eidman.
A big block there by Eidman, rebound by Chase County, 6:20 to go. Lady Bulldogs down by a point, 30-29.
Higgs puts one up, and she gets it now. Up by one is Chase County. Another lead change here in this game.
Boy, she fought through a double team. I'm surprised there wasn't a foul on top of that because it looked like a lot of contact as she split the defenders. Yeah. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter, Tegan.
Absolutely. And now Wells, again, Wells not the tallest player out there, making a lot of big passes. Oh, and there's a big 2 points by Creaky. Nice jumper there. Had plenty of room to shoot.
A nice little baseline jump shot by Creaky over the defender. Defender was actually late to rotate back to her.
Well, now Higgs trying to find something to do here. 32-31 now for Linden. Driving inside. That looked like Hinkson loses her grip on the ball. Goes back to Linden. Now Mariah Wells taking her time.
Chase County's retaking the turnover lead here, 17-16 from Linden. And they're down by a point. They can't afford those turnovers. Looks like we're going to have a timeout here for Lady Tigers, leading by one, 32-31.
Well, while they take a timeout, we will as well. We'll be right back with more area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Area high school basketball on Country 101.7 brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Proud of their Chase County athletes and scholars, wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City. Serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Back in Linden, your score, 32-31. Linden, 5:11 left to go here in the fourth quarter. A lot of turnovers once again in this fourth quarter we've seen all game, Scott.
Well, yeah, the turnovers have been a story for both sides all the way through. Chase County with 17, Linden with 16. One of the big things for Chase County, they're not shooting the ball as well as Linden, but they're out-rebounding the Lady Tigers 25-14. That's been a big point of emphasis here for Coach Slaymaker's team. Reason why they're only down a point here against the Lady Tigers.
So far, the two standouts for both sides, Clara Spurgeon for Linden, 16 points. And then you look at Mackenzie Higgs, 11 points. Actually, make that 13 points for Chase County. Now Wells gets over Spurgeon. Spurgeon finding more traffic in her way. Creaky lets one go over the top of the basket. I think we're going to get a jump ball here. And that one is going to go to Chase County.
26 rebound for the Lady Bulldogs. Take a moment here to thank our friends at the Clem Boyer Autoplex for providing our transportation. The certified pre-owned Chrysler 200. Our ride tonight, check them out online, ClemBoyerAuto.com, or at the corner of West Highway 50 and Industrial Road. Lady Bulldog basketball trailing by one, 32-31 here, almost halfway through the fourth quarter.
Well, now on the outside is Mackenzie Higgs. Doesn't seem to find anybody right now, but like you said, there's no play clock running, so take your time.
That's exactly what they're doing. They want to get the best shot.
And that's going to be three right there. That big-time three by Landry Hinkson. That's going to lift them up.
Yeah. Ice water in the veins right there.
That's going to lift the Lady Bulldogs up 34-32 over Linden. Nail-biter of a game here towards the end with 4:02 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't think we're anywhere close to having this one settled yet.
Both teams playing extremely well, minus a few errors here and there, but so far knocking down points when they need them. Wells handing it off now to Harsh. Harsh tried to get it over to Creaky, couldn't make it happen. Another turnover. Higgs now making her way down. Nice spin there by Higgs. Timeout by Linden.
Or by Chase County.
Or Chase County, my apologies.
30-second timeout. 34-32 here, Tegan. We'll keep it here during the break. 3:37 to go in the fourth quarter. You know, The first 2.5, 3 minutes of this game, Chase County offensively, they looked a little discombobulated. Yeah. They didn't look like they had a really good game plan or had any rhythm. And really, from that point on, they have played, other than a couple spurts here and there, they have played within themselves and played really good team basketball on the offensive end. And then you add in the fact that they're just hammering the glass and out-rebounding Linden. Linden hasn't had a chance for any easy putback points and things like that. And you have a player like Clara Spurgeon over there for Linden. You're limiting that team to one possession every trip. That's a win because, you know, if they're not getting second possession, second opportunities on those possessions, you know, she can't really hurt you on those second chance points. And defensively, they've tightened things up. They've really got things going here on the offensive side. The fact, as patient as they were being, the last possession down was a big part of that.
Absolutely. One of my favorite songs, Scott, Ain't That a Kick in the Head, and that might have been what they needed to get them moving a little bit more. Now driving inside, passes the ball out to Maya Eidman. All the way, almost to half court there is Landry Hinkson, not making a move. Now she decides to go. Spurgeon right on her, hands the ball off to Vandergriff. Vandergriff passes into the inside, over the net it goes. Brittany Shore tried to put that one up, draws the foul. It's going to be two shots for Shore.
Well, 3+ minutes to go, and Ron Slaymaker puts his girls in something akin to a four corners here, only up by two, and then they get a great drive in underneath to Brittany Schroer. She just misses a shot because of the contact. Now at the line for a pair of free throws, hits the front side.
Now Schroer,
the freshman, has played really good minutes here tonight for Chase County.
And Schroer makes this a two-possession game, 36-32. Chase County.
Yeah, a lot of time left. 3:09 to go, but the Lady Bulldogs have had to put together two or three really good possessions in a row here, yeah. And then they're clamping down defensively on Linden.
Now Wells gets it over to Creaky. Creaky on the outside, back to Wells, trying to find their way inside once again, having some trouble doing it, over to Harsh. Now Wells trying to get past those two big defenders, no good. Creaky drives inside, lets one go, no good, rebound, Creaky, ball knocked out of her hand, that's going to be a foul. Creaky will go to shoot two.
That'll be the fifth team foul, I believe, on Chase County. Lady Bulldogs are in the bonus now, by the way, 17 fouls on Linden, but Creaky at the line here for a pair for Linden.
Big points here for Linden. First attempt, no good by Creaky. Well, Creaky's had 2 points here tonight. Coming up big time, though, with those 2 points. She sets, puts it up, and that one will go in. Now 36-33, essentially a one-possession game here now, Scott.
Yeah, 2.5 to play. Higgs will handle the basketball out near half court.
Well, we've seen both teams can shoot the three when they need to. Now it's all about getting that stop, and Mackenzie Higgs trying to find her way around Creaky, does, drives right up into the lane, puts it up, no good. Back out, Spurgeon now down with speed. And Spurgeon collides with Hinkson, and I think that call is going to be against Hinkson. Yep, that will be against Hinkson, just got right in the way. Spurgeon doing what you got to do, just driving through, not stopping.
Yeah, absolutely, you got to force the issue. That last drive, Higgs missing the shot, but boy, she got a great pick set by Brittany Schroer.
Now Wells puts one up on a beautiful jumper, but it does not go in. Rebound brought up by Maya Eidman. Now Vandergriff, 1:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Chase County with the ball and the lead. Hinkson drives inside. She gets that ball out to Brittany Schroer. And there's a foul on Spurgeon. Spurgeon's got to be very careful here. That's her third foul.
Well, I think that was a call by Linden coach Mike Buying. He didn't want to see Chase County just burning a lot of clock there because even with just a three-point lead, we're inside 2 minutes to go, a minute 40 to go, and he wanted to get them to the line. A one-and-one situation here. You basically have the foul. You put Hinks in the line hoping she misses the front side of this one-and-one.
Well, she hasn't had a lot of success from the free throw line. But makes me eat my words on that one.
Gets the roll there, right? Yeah,
absolutely, and that's what you need.
But she had a couple shots earlier, and she was kind of very wild on both of them. Yeah. And the fact she got it around the rim that time and got a friendly roll, but extends the Chase County lead to four, trying to make it five.
And
she rattles it home. Wow.
Now, well, that's what you call clutch right there.
Yeah, big time. I mean, a minute 40 to go in this ball game, a five-point lead. Defensively, Chase County's been very good pretty much the entire game.
Well, if Linden can knock down 3 points here, which I'm not sure they're going to go for, but if they can, makes it a one-possession game, but that may not happen. I think we're going to get a foul call here on Chase County. Yep, it will be a foul call, and we'll go to shoot for the 1-1. That one against Maya Eidman. That's her first of the game. Now 7 team fouls for Chase County. 8 team fouls for Chase County. My apologies. At the line now to shoot is Brooke Adelman. Knocks down the front side of that attempt. It's another point for Adelman.
And that's a big free throw to answer back. We talked about the two big free throws over there by Hinkson. That's a big free throw by Adelman.
Well, 38-34. Now 38-35. Again, a one-possession game here. Essentially, if you can knock down that three, which we saw earlier Wells was able to do, so you might think that she's probably going to try and get in position to do it again.
Let's see what Chase County can do in this possession. 75 Ooh. Seconds to go. Nearly threw it away. Now Higgs from the right corner.
Get it. Trying to find an open teammate is Schroer, and she does. Maya Eidman brings it all the way back out. Draws the foul by Wells. That's Wells' fourth foul of the game. So far, I said it earlier, Wells is really the only one that other than Spurgeon that we've seen shoot the three.
Right.
Spurgeon's not in right now. The last thing you want to do is take away one of the other offensive weapons when you're only down by three.
1-1 opportunity for Eidman.
No good by Eidman. Rebound by Linden. Wells not taking her usual slow approach. She is getting down there as fast as she can. Timeout by Linden. 51 seconds left to go. We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back here in Linden on KVOE. Country 101.7 FM and KVOE FM Emporia.
Area high school basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you in part by Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott, Farm Bureau in Emporia. Nikki B's, show your school spirit with clothing from Nikki B's. From that new baby to the largest guy in the house. Nikki B's, 616 Commercial in Emporia. And Advantage Metals, buying high-quality scrap metals from appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, structured steel, and painted siding. Advantage Metals, 302 Graham Street in Emporia.
Area high school basketball on Country 101.7 brought to you in part by Brian Fillinger, Farm Bureau Insurance, making insurance simple. Contact Brian and his team for auto, home, life, farm, and commercial insurance. Vintage Bulldog, a proud supporter of Chase County basketball. Shop the Vintage Bulldog in historic downtown Cottonwood Falls for yesterday's treasures. And Chuck Wagon Cafe on Highway 50 in Strong City. Celebrate the holidays with family, friends, and food in a warm atmosphere at the new Chuck Wagon Cafe.
Back in Linden, 51 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. 38-35 in favor of Chase County. And Linden has the ball here. Spurgeon inbounds it to Creaky. Creaky shoots. No good. Rebound by Chase County. 45 seconds left to go. Spurgeon staying on her. Draws the foul. That's what you got to do at that point.
And commits the foul against Lakin Vandegrift. You know, we talked about this young Chase County team. We didn't even have the right number. Was that four on, what are you saying,
four fouls
on Clara Spurgeon?
That's four on Clara Spurgeon.
And that's team foul number 10. So this is going to be two free throws for Vandegrift. But, you know, you have a freshman out there who we didn't even have the right number for in the book. And she's finishing this game. She has played very well in Brittany Schroer, and she's out there playing some big minutes. And that shows a lot of trust that Coach Ron Slaymaker is kind of getting in her player. Were we off a foul somewhere? Was that five on Spurgeon? That must have been five on Spurgeon.
It must have been.
Wow. So the official book had her as that being her fifth foul, not her fourth. And so Spurgeon is out, and the first free throw up and good by Hinkson there. And now I think Ron Slaymaker wants to take a timeout with 43.6 seconds to go, 39-35. Just to finish my thought, you know,
I hear it said all the time at every level. It's not necessarily who starts the game. It's who finishes the game. You have a young team over there for Ron Slaymaker. He's trying to figure out his personnel. And to see a freshman out there, that's pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
You know, for Linden, here's the deal with them. Your go-to scorer is now fouled out of the game. And they're going to have to get someone else to step up. You know, you have Brooke Adelman, who's an athlete in that post position. They're going to need something from her. And maybe set a pick and get Wells open for a three. And to go to my not who starts, who finishes, we've seen a lot of minutes from Amy Creakey here at the end of this game. And she's knocked down a couple shots. They're going to need something from her. But the big thing coming back out of this timeout is Hinkson making or missing this free throw. Because you're at four right now, it kind of maybe changes your philosophy a little bit if she misses the free throw, because then two buckets kind of gets you back in it. So we'll see what happens here.
Well, and Creakey, as you had pointed out, Creakey has been really a big playmaker here, setting things up for her teammates. Only 3 points on the score sheet here tonight, but making sure they come at the right time, and that's really a big part of basketball is timing.
Well, we got Hinkson at the line. This is a big free throw here for both sides. Chase County up by four.
And it will stay up at four for right now. But rebound by Chase County. It looks like she stepped out of bounds. So Eidman just steps out of bounds. We're going back down to Linden.
I tell you what, though, that's a break for Linden, because you give up an offensive rebound on a missed free throw. That is Scott Hayes' biggest pet peeve. And then she steps out of bounds, kind of bells Linden out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now a timeout by Mike Byng and the Linden Lady Tigers. 35.3 seconds to go. 39-35, Chase County up by four.
And with that timeout, we will take one of our own. We'll be right back with our Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM, KBOE TV on KBOE.com.
Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you in part by Carey's Diamonds and Bridal at 1015 Industrial Road. Good luck to all area teams. Our difference is you. Sonic Drive-In. From burgers, conies, chicken to breakfast, it's America's Drive-In. 1101 West 6th Emporia. And Grimmett Concrete Construction. From residential to commercial, you dream it, they create it. Good luck to all area student athletes on a successful season.
Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7 FM, brought to you in part by Eck Real Estate, with offices in Linden and Emporia, specializing in residential, commercial, and rural properties. Go to eckhomes.com for listings and agents. Linden USD 421. Linden High School staff and students want to thank area businesses and the community for their support of Linden schools. And Pyman Title and Escrow, your locally owned title company in Osage County. Title insurance, abstracts, escrows, and closings with prompt service.
Back here in Linden, 39-35 in favor of Chase County. Linden with the ball. Mariah Wells puts one up. No good. Rebound by Chase County. 25 seconds left to go. Time ticking away here for the Tigers. Traveling call on Maya Eidman. A lot of traveling calls called tonight, Scott. That's probably the worst time to have one.
Well, both teams have turned it over 18 times. And with 21.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Linden gets another crack at it here, down by four.
Well, and they need to play very smart here with just 15 seconds left. Can't take too much time to set it up. You need to get a shot off. Now Creakey with it, gets it over to Wells. Wells inside with the shot. That's going to be a foul. She will go to the line to shoot two. 7.7 seconds left, 39-35. That foul was on Mackenzie Higgs, her second of the game.
Unfortunately, that might have taken just a little too much time for Linden to get something set up here.
Yeah. Oh, and Wells, no good on the first attempt. That's, again, big points needed there. If she can make this one, they might have a shot. Puts it up, and it's in.
We're going to have a timeout by Mike Byng, and they really needed her to hit both free throws there, because you're down by three. You're going to have to foul and hope that Chase County misses both free throws on the other end. So if you're on Slaymaker and Chase County, you're drawing up your inbounds play to try to, whoever your best free throw shooter is, get it into her hands right here. Mike Byng is probably trying to come up with the play. All right, so we're going to foul as soon as they inbound. And then regardless of what happens on after free throws on the other end, this is what we're going to run when we get the ball back, whether it's on an inbounds or whether it's off of a missed rebound, because we're looking at being down 3 or 4 points, and we're going to need points in a hurry because you're probably going to have 5 seconds to do something, hoping for a tie here. So,
well, and if you'd asked me at the beginning of the game, Scott, if fouling was the right way to go, I would have said absolutely, because we hadn't seen a lot of successful free throw attempts. But right now, both teams making at least one, if not both, of their attempts.
Well, and 18 free throw attempts for Chase County, 14 for Linden. I think I mistakenly said that Chase County was well over 20 free throw attempts already earlier, but I was looking at the wrong line, so we'll just forget that happened. But neither team shooting the ball very well. You're looking at 10 of 18 for Chase County, somewhere around there, and about 8 or 9 for 14 for Linden. So neither team really shooting it out on, shooting lights out on free throws.
And you can see right here, Coach Slaymaker really making sure his players know the plan. Doesn't want any mistakes here.
Higgs will be keying it in.
Oh. That looked like that might have been.
No, that was a great play. Hinkson, or Vandegrift, went behind the line, and it was thrown over to her. And that's going to confuse Linden, and that's going to run. Let me just set that up. What happened?
Go
you
for
had
it.
Higgs out of bounds, and Vandegrift ran out of bounds. Hinkson passed her the ball, and then Higgs kind of jumped inbounds, and then they just lobbed it to her, and it completely confused Linden. Yep. They were able to get the ball up court, run off the final 7 seconds of the clock, and Chase County wins here by a final of 39-35. Was that the final? Because they cleared the score pretty quick.
No, it was 39-36. And I got to say, that was a brilliant plan by Chase County. I mean, if you can't beat them, go ahead and confuse them.
Yeah, you confuse them a little bit. But, well, so 39-36, Chase County with the win. That wraps up the girls' half of the doubleheader. We'll get into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Come back, take a look at numbers, get ready for our boys' game coming up as well. You're listening to the Area High School Basketball Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM, KBOE-FM, Emporia. Area High